This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. As U.S. State Department officials prepare to meet with congressional investigators today about Ukraine, President Trump is tweeting out that he's the subject of a coup. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
Tensions are escalating between the legislative and executive branches over the accusation Ukraine's leader was pressed to dig up political dirt. Now President Trump has tweeted out he's concluding that what is taking place is not an impeachment, but a coup intended to take away the power of the people. Generally, a coup is a sudden and violent overthrow of a government. Trump's comments come as the State Department's Inspector General is set to brief several House and Senate committees that are seeking documents on Ukraine. The Inspector General acts independently of the Secretary of State, who in this case is trying to block Democrats from questioning career officials in the department. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Hundreds of people held a vigil Wednesday outside the Hong Kong school of a teenager demonstrator shot by riot police during violent anti-Beijing protests on Tuesday. Hong Kong's police chief said the officer was justified in using his gun because he feared for his life when confronted by the teen wielding a metal rod. Tuesday's violent clashes between pro-democracy demonstrators and Hong Kong security forces disrupted a celebration in Beijing marking the 70th anniversary of the Communist Party rule in China. And authorities say searchers recovered four bodies and are looking for another two people missing from three fishing boats that were struck when a bridge collapsed in Taiwan Tuesday. 10 people were taken to hospitals with injuries, including the driver of a tanker that fell off the bridge. For details on more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com with the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.